This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. We're here kicking off the third hour of this not-so-live edition. I mean, we're recording it live, so it's still kind of live. We're actually live here in person.
I think everything is technically recorded live.
True, but some stuff, especially in podcasts, is edited heavily.
Yeah, so true.
A lot of podcasters go in and they take out all their uhs and their ums, and they take out, you know, any blank space where they're trying to figure out what to talk about or whatever, right? Like, they go through a lengthy editing process to clean up the audio.
I suppose that learning audio editing is easier than learning to speak on the radio.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Well, and, you know, plus...
I mean, why learn to sing if you can use a freaking auto-tuner, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the benefits of a podcast is you kind of can do it however you want, and you're not nailed down to a clock. So you don't have to fill to a certain time frame. You can just say, well, I'm done. And if it's a 15-minute, you know, or 3-minute or whatever, or 35-minute, you know, it doesn't matter in the podcast world. But we are not like that. Even though we have a podcast, we are first and foremost a radio show, and we have radio stations that air this program. And so thank you to all of the great radio stations across the United States and beyond, because we do go out as far away as Guam. And Alaska. So thank you to everybody that listens to the show, however it is that you find yourself doing that. We definitely appreciate you. In fact, it's Ian and Aria here at our remote studio as we're at ForkFest 2020. You can go to forkfest.party and you can learn more about this great event. It is in its fourth year, and we've really yet to see what it's going to be like. You know, we're just tasting the earliest days of it here, and I wouldn't call it slow, but it's definitely not what it's going to be. It's going to continue to build up. So by comparison to what it is going to be this weekend, it is slow by comparison, but there's still plenty going on here. There are a lot of vendors, setting up. Hopefully we're going to see some more food here within the next, couple of days. Not to say that the existing food is bad. I had, some barbecue pulled pork yesterday, and I paid gold backs for my, pulled pork, which is awesome. And the guy down the way here that's selling flags, he's got like a Don't Tread on Me. He's got some pirate-related flags there. He's apparently the Somalian flag.
He's also doing waffles or something.
Okay, good to know. He also is taking goldbacks. So I'm hoping that we're going to see a bunch of goldback acceptance this year.
That would be fantastic.
Because the history of these sorts of events, and I've been coming to Liberty events in New Hampshire since 2007. I moved here in 2006, but it was right after their events of that for that year. But in you know, back in the day, alternative currencies didn't mean crypto. It meant silver. That's what people were using. They had ounces or a tenth of an ounce of silver pieces. There were even a couple of free staters. In fact, speak of the devil, Silver Dave, right behind us there in that car, he was actually manufacturing silver in his house in New Hampshire. He'd like bought like fancy silver manufacturing equipment and had his own company called Sons of Liberty Mint. And now he's behind Gun Church, which is a really cool thing. And maybe we'll get Dave over here to talk about that with us at some point, because I know he's actually going to be cooking tonight. He's going to be the first big competitor, I think, to the place that's been open since yesterday. But it's going to be a different kind of competition, because Silver Dave does like fancy dinners.
Okay.
So he's going to be like cooking up salmon tonight and probably have some sort of fancy veggie or something like that next to it. So it's like you want to pay a little bit more, you want to have a little bit of a nicer quality of food, you can get that here at ForkFest.
And I assume he's going to take goldbacks.
I don't know, but I would hope he does, because he himself has purchased goldbacks in the past. So I suspect that he has an appreciation for the goldback. For listeners that aren't familiar, what is that?
It is a dollar-shaped, and it's a very dollar-sized piece of gold that actually contains gold woven into it or laid into it or whatever. It's got some really complicated manufacturing process behind it, but it basically made gold useful.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, prior you carry around a tenth of an ounce of gold or whatever, and that's worth...
That's $200.
Yeah. I mean, you can't buy a lunch with that. But here you can carry around and easily transact a thousandth of a troy ounce of gold.
Yep.
Which, you know, it's about $3 or $4 worth of actual gold. So, I mean, it's extremely useful.
About $1.75 at spot prices, but you can't get gold for spot. You can't.
True.
So, like I said, like, you know, you might pay $2,000 for an ounce. So it might be $2 worth of gold. And then there's a dollar's worth of manufacturing process that, you know, essentially goes into it to make it useful. So that's worth something. And some people will pay as much as $5 for one of those. There's a guy in Keene who actually, Rob from Vermont, he's one of our longtime listeners, and people in the Discord know Rob. He's been buying gold backs from me and reselling them at $5 a piece. To, like, some older folks in Vermont.
Nice.
Yeah. And
entrepreneurship. I love it.
Yeah. And the fact is, I mean, if somebody balks at that and says, that's too much, well, right now you can go to AppNex, which is a very popular gold and silver selling dealer kind of website, and they will sell you a gold back for $4.79 plus shipping.
So it's going to be about $5.
It's probably going to be more than, I would guess, with whatever it's going to cost to ship that gold. So,
I mean, like all things, you got to buy more of it to make the shipping costs.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, it's interesting because it's, what is it worth? Well, it's worth whatever somebody will pay for it.
Yep.
You can get it for as low as $3 if you buy enough of them from the manufacturer, which you can go and learn more about that at goldback.com. They're not a sponsor of the show, but I am a huge fan of the Goldback, and I'm doing what I can to try to help incentivize the New Hampshire Goldback that should be manufactured at some point this year if all goes well. We're looking at Nevada being the second state. The first state was Utah. I don't know if we mentioned that, but it's a Utah Goldback. And, of course, it's the Mormons that are behind this, right?
Like, really?
Yeah, there are people who... There are people who understand real value as far as currency is concerned. They get gold. They get silver. They get, you know, being prepared for things that go wrong. Like, the Mormons, it's part of their religious belief system, as I understand it.
Well, so is magic underwear.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not saying join the Mormons, okay? I'm not saying that at all. There's a lot of crazy when it comes to a lot of organized religion. But it's probably not that crazy to have some gold and some silver and some stored food and the things that the Mormons are supposed to do. So kudos to them for coming up. And it was just one guy. Kudos to Jeremy, who is the creator of the Goldback, the wonderful product.
Oh, wow.
And but to, you know, just again to throw back here at these events, you would see people using silver regularly at previous Porcupine Freedom Festivals. And then when,
because silver is what, like 18 an ounce, something like that?
Yeah, so you can have a tenth of an ounce of silver and it's a little easier to deal with. You can buy smaller items with that. And so that was pretty popular at these events. But once cryptocurrency hit the scene, once Bitcoin came out, I mean, it just washed away all of the talk of silver and gold as far as it being, you know, useful for alternative currencies. Because liberty-minded, you know, activist types love a good alternative currency. But
yes, we do.
And that's because we want to get away from the Federal Reserve and government money, and, you know, that's a whole other discussion. But we love alternatives, and the fact is, in the early days, back when Bitcoin was affordable to use, it's now gotten expensive and kind of decrepit, but... it was the best option. It was easier to use than even silver, although on a campground with limited internet connectivity, it can have its challenges. But so long as you have a semi-decent internet connection, you can use cryptocurrency fairly effectively. And it just kind of took over these events over time.
Well, it's hard to beat for convenience. You know, you don't have to carry around anything except what you're already carrying, which is going to be your cell phone.
Correct.
And I didn't even bring cash to this event.
Really?
Really?
Because you were expecting to not have to spend it, right?
I just brought crypto and gold.
It's that you can really survive.
If I can't get something with crypto and gold, then I'm going somewhere where I can.
Wait a minute. I'm calling you out. You gave me cash earlier today.
I got that cash from selling crypto, though.
Okay. Okay, so you didn't.
I brought no cash.
Yeah, yes. Okay, got it.
And I immediately turned that cash into gold. So,
I love it. See, that's how it should be, right? This is a
voluntarist. I hear you take this stuff. I don't want that.
It's a voluntarist event. You got people with guns, drugs, gold and
alleged
all
drugs
in the same place, and it is beautiful. If you can't make it up here, then, you know, mark your calendar for late June for 2021. This is going to happen again, but you still have time to get here. You've got most of the next week and a half. We're going to be here all the way until July 5th, so we got a lot more broadcasting to do here. And, of course, a lot more topics to cover here on tonight's show. Coming up, apparently a soldier's been busted for trying to help out a neo-Nazi Satanist group. We'll tell you about that on the way. This is Free Talk Live, forkfest.party. Check out that website.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
And the Lico Chops. Within a 4-week total, Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. And she loves it.
You won't believe how happy a dog will be.
Dinovite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party and learn more about this event as it just is getting started here on day number two. You know, it's hard to estimate numbers of people in the campground, and we haven't walked the campground in any meaningful sense yet. I have yet to go back into the actual camping area where people have just sort of tent camping going on.
It looks like there are also vendor sites set up back there.
Oh, yeah.
We know of at least one.
Yes, that's correct. I think there's probably more than one set up back there already. And so that's always a good sign. And then there's several rows more of RVs that go quite a distance. So, you know, we may be up to 300. I don't know.
I wouldn't have any idea.
I've seen a fair number of people here. But they're not all in one place, so you can't do like a crowd count that's, you know, real easy to accomplish. Not that I'm good at that either, but there's some people who are. Anyway, ForkFest.party is where you can learn more about the event. And we've been talking to people. We've been talking about some of the news of the day. And I was looking at some of the news of the day, and here's a bizarre story, Aria, that I thought you might have something extra to say about. According to NBCNewYork.com, a U.S. Army soldier is facing a slew of terrorism charges after allegedly giving classified military information to a white supremacist group with satanic leanings as part of a deadly plot against members of his own unit, alleged the prosecutors. The charges announced apparently Monday in Manhattan federal court alleged that Army Private Ethan Melzer gave information about U.S. troops stationed overseas, including whereabouts, movement, and security details, to the Order of the Nine Angles. Now, it looks like angels, right, when you first look at it, because, well, it's supposed to be a satanic group, but for whatever reason, they're the Order of the Nine Angles, 09A, is what this is.
It has to do with the sigil of Lucifer and a certain way of drawing it that has nine angles.
Thank you for clarifying. See, I knew that having you here would help. By the way, for listeners that don't know, Aria is the high priestess of the Reformed Satanic Church.
This is the kind of crap we reformed from.
And I want to hear more about the reforms and the website, though, for the Reformed Satanic Church.
ReformedSatanicChurch.com.
So check that out. But these people are also claiming to be Satanists. The intel supplied by Melzer was to be used as a way to carry out a, quote, mass casualty incident, according to the criminal complaint and indictment. Southern Poverty Law Center has described 09A as a, quote, occult neo-Nazi organization, and British lawmakers have called for the group, which was founded there, to be banned. Prosecutors called the group a, quote, neo-Nazi and racially motivated violent extremist group, unquote, which has praised some of history's most notorious figures, such as Adolf Hitler and Osama bin Laden. Members and associates of the group have carried out acts of violence and even murders in the past.
Yeah, see, it's the occult part that I think causes the problem, and this is why I would lump this up Order of Nine Angles or whatever in with the actual Church of Satan. They have a lot of occultism between them, and I think that that lends itself to that particular interpretation of Satanism that involves the child rape, the human sacrifice, the drinking of goat's blood, and that kind
now,
of thing.
Now, wait a minute. Now, the Church of Satan doesn't do that stuff, do they?
No.
Aren't they supposed to be humanists?
They use the same occult symbolism. And this was key to Anton LaVey. His whole thing was, we need this occult symbolism in order to make people pleased, in order to give them a sense of comfort with this new religion that we're forming.
Hmm.
And so they borrowed a lot from the occult, this sort of witchcraft, dark Satan. And I mean, we're not talking about Wicca here or, you know.
Was the intention to be, like, scary to the Karens of the world? I mean, was that kind of...
That was part of it, I think, because, I mean, obviously Satanism is counter to Christianity or to the Christian church, at least, not necessarily Christianity itself.
Right.
So they borrowed the symbols of the enemies of Christianity, which for the longest time was paganism.
Gotcha.
And obviously, Luciferian and satanic symbology got worked in as well. But, I mean, the bulk of the satanic church's actual symbology is from paganism and not anything to do with Christianity.
Isn't that true of the Christians, too? I mean, like, the Christians borrowed heavily from the pagans, did they not?
Sure. I mean, there's accounts that are closely parallel to the stories of Jesus Christ that date back to, like, 3000 BCE.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's not a new idea in any sense. It was just, this is the branding that caught on. And so largely the branding that caught on with the pentagram has been witchcraft and evil black magic type of crap. And we have Hollywood to thank for this, obviously.
Well, it makes it a lot more interesting.
Sure.
That stuff.
But, I mean, there's nothing satanic about the pentagram. And actually, the entire reason, that, or the pentacle, whatever you wish to call it, the entire reason that exists, I mean, it came from astronomy. And the fact that that's sort of the pattern that Venus traces as it orbits the sun over a certain number of years.
And the Satanists just lifted that.
That became the symbol of someone who knows about astronomy, was the pentagram, or the pentacle, or whatever. Got and it. Somehow it became adopted by Wicca and the occult and paganism and all of this other stuff that doesn't have anything to do with actual science and astronomy. Now it's astrology more than anything that's associated with.
Well, here's what O9A, which is, again, the Order of the Nine Angles, UK group Hope Not Hate, in its annual State of Hate report, sounds like a real page-turner, cited O9A as a major influence on Nazi terror groups, both in the United States and Europe. Quote, O9A seeks to harness supernatural forces and to overthrow the alleged, quote, Nazarene magician Jewish influence on society, reduce the population of, quote, mundanes through the acts of extreme barbarism, and usher in a new imperial aeon or age ruled by a race of satanic supermen who would colonize the solar system.
I told you I got a headache reading this stuff, man.
Yeah, well, because we brought it up right before the show started, and you went to do a little research on this.
Yeah, so this is a group of Satanists who believe that Satan is an actual existing entity, which is distinct from both the Reformed Satanic Church and the actual Church of Satan. To us, we share this in common, is that Satan or Lucifer is a symbol and not to be interpreted as an actual being with an actual existence, just an idea. But this
and
group,
what is that idea?
Rebellion, resisting authority, standing up to the arbitrary demands of someone who says they have power over you because they're above you and that's that, and saying, no, I'm not going to kneel. I'm not going to obey. I'm not going to comply. That's what Lucifer did. That's what got him cast out of heaven. There's no
if you
more,
believe the story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all mythology, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, there is no more ultimate arbitrary authority than the authority of a god telling you to obey, or it will cast you into eternal damnation. And Lucifer said, no, I'm not going to obey. That's why he's the ultimate anarchist, man.
Yeah, I got to say, you're speaking my language.
So, I mean,
I've always had respect for that. I always enjoyed the Devil's Advocate. Do you ever see that movie?
With Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
The speech at the end.
I've only seen it once. I need to watch it again, though.
By Al Pacino. That speech is pretty fantastic.
I don't remember the speech. Like I said, I've only seen it once.
Vanity. Definitely my favorite sin. Yeah, that's another line. Hef is in our studio audience. He's obviously familiar with that film. So Meltzer joined the hate group in 2019. The year after he joined the army, before he began plotting the attack, the Louisville, Kentucky resident had been reading and gathering propaganda from a variety of extremist groups like O9A and ISIS. The criminal complaint and indictment read, one of the documents that are from ISIS that the FBI seized from his iCloud account described attacks and killings of U.S. personnel believed to have been carried out in April.
So it wasn't only crazy, he was also stupid in putting, you know, terrorism documents on his
iCloud.
Freaking iCloud account. Okay.
Yep. All right. So more about this brilliant plot that they apparently foiled here in moments. And this is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Anarcho Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Alvin O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are new warnings being sounded about spikes of coronavirus cases in about half a dozen states, which are reporting new record high numbers of infections, like California with 71 new cases and Florida. 5,500 new cases. Nationwide, the numbers are nearing the peak that was reached in April, which was 36,000 daily cases. Hospital administrators are warning that they're worried they will run out of bed space needed to treat virus patients. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says they're not seeing a spike, so travelers are discouraged from coming in from hotspots like Florida and Texas, and they'll have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
So we have to make sure we're doing everything and we're diligent and our citizens are diligent. We also have to make sure the virus doesn't come in on a plane again.
This is USA Radio News. One senator is calling for legal action against vandals who deface historical statues. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes that there should be legal consequences for mob violence against historic statues in the United States. Cotton adding the defacers of the Andrew Jackson Memorial videotaped themselves committing the crime and posted it on social media.
These aren't exactly criminal masterminds, Brian. They videotaped themselves, they posted on social media. The Department of Justice and the FBI should investigate them, arrest them, and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. There has to be legal consequences for this kind of mob violence. Otherwise, it's only going to get worse with every passing day.
Chemical maker Bayer says it will pay up to $10.9 billion to settle lawsuits over deaths caused by the weed killer Roundup. Courts decided it was a probable cause of cancer in 2015. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live here at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party and learn more about the event that continues for basically 2 weeks. And it's going to go through or until the 5th, so you'll get to celebrate the 4th of July if you're here for that at the beautiful Rogers Campground here in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com, a great place to go and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So you want to get started on the road of knowledge about crypto like Bitcoin, get on over to Bitcoin.com. They can help you with that. They've also got a great news site for those of you who are not new to crypto and you just want to get the latest headlines and such. You can do that easily at Bitcoin.com. It's Ian with you here.
Are
you? And so we've been talking about this supposed Satanist. Somebody who...
Well, he's certainly a Satanist. I mean, anyone who calls himself a Satanist...
He's a Satanist.
Yeah, I have no reason to doubt them.
It's
but
just not like a lot of Satanists.
Yeah, the brand of Satanism that they follow is nonsensical.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worse than the Judeo-Christian mythology that they're trying to
put an end to. It came from that, right? Like, They're just another variant on that. And so this guy was apparently in the military... He is facing terrorism charges after giving classified military information to this white supremacist Nazi satanic cult called O9A, which stands for Order of the Nine Angles, O9A. And according to the allegations here, this is NBCNewYork.com reporting that he joined the hate group in 2019. He had put documents from ISIS and 09A on his iCloud account. The ISIS documents described attacks and killings of U.S. personnel believed to have been carried out in April. Around that same time, his army unit was told that it would be sent on a further foreign deployment. After receiving the assignment, the 22-year-old sent encrypted messages to members of 09A and a related group called Rapewaffen Division. That pledged his support to their causes and contained the classified location information according to the criminal complaint and indictment. So how did they get the info if he supposedly encrypted it?
It sounds like an FBI plant.
It sounds like there's probably more than one FBI plant on the inside of the 09A, which really does beg the question of what percentage of these hate groups are actually people who really, you know, hate whatever group they supposedly hate versus undercover FBI agents.
I don't really see a difference. I mean, if they're playing this role, pretending to be part of this hate group, then they're committing the same, quote, crimes as this army guy, right? It's just like the FBI distributing child pornography in order to catch people who were downloading child pornography. It's like, okay, but you're as guilty as the people you're after.
Well, I mean, you're right about that second point about the FBI running a child porn site, but in this case,
there's less harm.
They're not doing any crimes specifically by sitting in the group and monitoring it, right?
Can they get that far within the group without doing something that benefits the group?
Good question. Yeah, is there some sort of a initiation that they have to go through?
I mean, you can't just show up at the KKK and become the Grand Dragon or whatever they're called, getting encrypted messages about military activities.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and this is the first time you and I have both heard of this group, so obviously we don't know anything about, you know, what sort of hoops you got to jump through in order to join the Order of the Nine Angles. But yeah, that's a good point. What kind of hoops did these agents jump through in order to get whatever positions in the group that they've received? So according to NBCNewYork.com, so again, he was going to be sent off somewhere. He then sent notice to his bosses at the cult about
that. No, it's like him saying, hey, I'm not going to be in the next few meetings. I'm being deployed to Syria.
Yeah, and it's not clear. I mean, it says here he pledged his support to their causes, and the information contained the classified location of where his group would be, presumably in the Middle East, I'm guessing. But Melzer and members of the groups allegedly planned what they called a jihadi attack, in which the soldier said he was willing to die. Quote, who gives a
F? Well, he was obviously willing to die. He joined the military.
Correct. But in this case, he's wanting to die, apparently, for the Order of the Nine Angles, and potentially kill the members of the military. So he was allegedly a double agent or, you know, was trying to plot something here. He says, quote, who give an F? It would be another war. I would have died successfully because another 10-year war in the Middle East would definitely leave a mark. So maybe he thinks he's going to spark another war? Is that maybe what he's talking about there? Obviously, we don't have the full.
That seems to be what his intention was.
Yeah.
Maybe do some sort of false flag attack?
Sometime around May 17th, Melzer traded messages with a purported member of Al-Qaeda about the upcoming deployment, according to court documents. Notice they say a purported member of Al-Qaeda. So it's likely an undercover.
I thought Al-Qaeda wasn't the enemy anyway.
Well, I don't know. He thought he was talking with Al-Qaeda, and that was good enough for him. according to the court documents, a week later, he sent more specific information regarding his unit and the assignment, including the number of soldiers traveling, location of the facility he expected to be sent to, and information about that facility's surveillance and defense capabilities. He also promised more information once they arrived at the location as a way to maximize the likelihood of a successful attack, the criminal complaint indictment read. So it sounds almost like he wanted to stir Al-Qaeda up into attacking, like as a member of this satanic cult, this Nazi satanic cult, he wanted Al-Qaeda to attack his members of the U.S. military at this location, which he believed would spark another 10-year-long conflict. That seems to be, from the bare information that we have here, what he may have believed was going to happen.
Dude has played way too much Call of Duty.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like this is one of those situations where the federal government is masquerading as all of the people involved here, right? So they
and
probably,
it sounds like they're probably egging him on, because that's a stupid plan, and I have more faith in humanity than to believe that someone, even as crazy as they must be to believe what this guy purportedly believes, would come up with a plan like that on their own.
Well, and that's what we usually end up finding out with these supposed terror plots that get busted by the feds, is that the feds ginned up a lot of the plan and controversy and intended to encourage these sorts of things from happening. And so I'm just going to guess here, he joined, or what he thought was, this 09A, and it was infiltrated by, or maybe even originally created by, the federal government, right? What if they made the 09A in the first place, which would mean they would control, you know, all the people who are at the upper echelon of it.
So I wouldn't be surprised, because combining Satanism with Nazism is something only
bizarre.
The federal government would come up with.
Yeah, it's like they took two of the most offensive things to people, right,
yeah,
and combined them together. So, you know, whatever the origin of this 09A, we don't know, but it sounds like he reached out to at least one of their clubs, or maybe there's only one, right? Can you imagine there's more than one? But he reached out to them and said, hey,
he
I'm
just
in
walks
military.
Into a bar one night. Hey, is this the Satanic Nazi Club?
Right, is this where the 09A hang out? Hey, I've got somebody I want to bomb. So he's, you know, looking for, you know, a lot of these people are looking to belong to something, right? They don't feel like they belong in life, so they go into these bizarre cults. And so he reaches out to these people, and they say, well, yeah, we'd love to have you help us kill some people in the military. And so the whole time, it's the federal government talking to him. They're like, well, you're going to be deployed to the Middle East, so we know somebody at Al-Qaeda. And so you could talk to Al-Qaeda about this, and then you could give Al-Qaeda this information. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay. So then
this
they
sounds
turn
100%
over.
Like a setup. Then well, I mean, maybe not
over.
A setup, because he was obviously, you know, willing to partake in these acts. I mean, presumably he sought out the group.
That's presumably what happened. But, my allegation here is the group is likely infiltrated heavily by the federal government, because otherwise how would they have known these things? How would he have been connected with Al-Qaeda? What are the odds Al-Qaeda would be connected with a neo-Nazi group to begin with?
Both hate Jews, right?
If this were real, you know, what are the odds? Well, the neo-Nazis would hate Al-Qaeda, too.
Oh, that's true.
Right? Because neo-Nazis are white supremacists, I presume. So that's what happened, and after his arrest, officials, they say here, thwarted the plan. Again, he had given them already some information and promised more when he arrived at the location. They thwarted the plan in late May, and Meltzer was arrested June 10th. He was in custody in the U.S. awaiting arraignment. After his arrest, he admitted to his deadly plans and said his goal
was... I'm not sure how deadly his plans were going to be. I mean, it's like, kind of like a Wile E. Coyote plan.
Well,
I just don't see that string of events being remotely successful.
Well,
if all of those people were authentic.
Yeah. Well, if there was any chance for him to defend the plot by saying it wasn't me, he said it was me. So, like, he's going up the river. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, we're here at QuarkFest, the final segment of day number two. And you're hearing this the next day, but it doesn't matter to you because you're not here. So you don't know what it's like one day to the next. But you could be here. You could come out and join us. If you're in New England, it's pretty easy to get here from pretty much anywhere. You just, you know, straight shot up north in New Hampshire and come to Rogers Campground. You can camp out. You can bring an RV. You can even get a motel space. I believe there's still some motel space available. And we are going to be here through the end of next week. So we've got literally a dozen plus days of broadcast fun here and even a studio audience. Thank you to everybody for joining us out here on what has been a relatively hot day here.
It's been very warm. I think it's like 93 right now.
Yeah, I believe it. It's been, you know, at least we're under the shade. It's a little breezy, and it is a beautiful group of people, wonderful time so far here, and it's just getting started. It's likely going to ramp up toward the end of this week, so if you can get up here for the weekend, that'll be the peak of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is likely going to have several hundred attendees, from what I understand. And then, of course, ForkFest continues on for another week after that. And we don't know what to expect out of that, but that's going to ramp up towards that weekend where there will be some Independence Day related fireworks and festivities and things like that. So bring up the family, bring up the dogs. You know, you brought your cats.
I did
as well.
I mean, that wasn't for like, you know, them to hang out or whatever. It's just because, you know, they're kind of dependent, and we have a mutually codependent relationship. And 2 weeks away from them is a bit extreme.
Well, plus, you can actually have cats in the hotel room here. It's cool. With that. So that's a nice thing. Of course, we got the studio beast here. Jazzy is on site. She's currently guarding her food from another dog at the moment. She's making sure that the other dog knows that is Jazzy's food. So unfortunately, we cannot bring you live video camera footage of Jazzy. That's one of the things that people really enjoy about our webcam feed is the Jazzy cam, because we just don't have bandwidth for video out here. But we'll get some pictures. We'll take some pictures of the dome and, you know, other cool things that are happening around here at Rogers Campground. go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there. But let's wrap up this story about the Nazi Satanists, allegedly, that we're not sure if there's anyone who isn't a federal agent that's a member of this particular group, but apparently they attracted some soldier who wanted to attack his own group or have his group of soldiers attack.
Or they sought out some soldier who was already listening to, like, Richard Spencer and Chris Cantwell or whatever.
Yeah,
and they were like,
knows?
Hey, we have an idea here.
Right. Who knows what sort of machinations they went through to make this plan come to fruition to whatever extent it did. But the soldier's name, Meltzer, that's his last name, his first name, I don't know. We'll see if we can figure out that here later. Ethan, Army Private Ethan Meltzer, arrested for allegedly conspiring with terrorists.
And, I mean, he's a private, so it's not like he had a lot of classified information to begin with.
No, but he did know where they were taking
him. He had his deployment orders.
Yes, they knew where he was going. And, quote, this is a statement from the acting U.S. attorney. He called, or she called Metzler Meltzer, quote, the enemy within, for his plan to take out as many of his fellow soldiers as possible. Quote, Meltzer allegedly attempted to orchestrate a murderous ambush on his own unit by unlawfully revealing his location, strength and armaments to a neo-Nazi anarchist, white
they are definitely not anarchists.
Yeah, white supremacist group. I don't know how that got turned up so damn low.
There is no chance. I mean, they claim openly to be Nazis.
That's right.
That is,
which usually means they want a state.
Yes, that is fundamentally counter to anarchism.
And this makes your argument even stronger that this whole organization was just cooked up out of whole cloth by the federal government. Okay, what can we throw in the pot here? Okay, we got Nazis. throw the anarchists in, too. You know, we'll call them anarchists. But, hey, buddy, wait a minute. Nazis aren't... It doesn't matter. People won't think that much about it.
So now we're talking about a Nazi satanic... Anarchists.
That's what they're claiming. Yeah, satanic.
None of those three words go together. Except possibly satanic and anarchist, but it depends on your brand of Satanism.
Right, which is a strong argument that this entire organization is a creation of the federal government.
I wonder when the wiki page for it was created. Like like 2 days before this guy's arrest?
Meltzer allegedly provided this potentially deadly information, intending that it be conveyed to jihadist terrorists. But, of course, it wasn't, because everyone he talked to was likely a federal agent. As alleged, Meltzer was motivated by racism and hatred as he attempted to carry out this ultimate act of betrayal. Unquote. Meltzer was charged with multiple counts of conspiring.
So hold on. Assuming his military unit's makeup is proportional to the United States, his military unit was probably 50% white.
Okay.
So his plan was to kill a bunch of white soldiers, to have a bunch of brown people in the Middle East kill a bunch of white soldiers because he hates brown people and loves white people.
It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, there's no real logic that can be applied here.
I would expect a logical plan from a Nazi anyway, but this one just seems... insane.
Meltzer charged with multiple counts of conspiring and attempting to murder U.S. nationals and military service members, providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists, and conspiring to murder and maim in a foreign country. Half of the charges carry a life sentence if Meltzer is convicted. Others, and which, by the way, he admitted to doing this, so, I mean, he's going to be convicted.
Well, can confessions always be thrown out?
It's
going to weigh on the jury anyway.
It's got to be pretty hard to throw out a confession.
This is a military crime. I imagine he's going to get a military tribunal, isn't he?
Good point. Yeah, that's a great point. Half the charges carry a life sentence. If he's convicted, others as much as 15 to 20 years in prison. Attorney information from Meltzer was not made available, but unless he's got an S-ton of money, and if he was in the military, he probably doesn't, he's probably going to be using a public defender, which means he will likely take some sort of a plea deal on this, considering, well, he already admitted to it. So... that's going to be your best bet, buddy, at that point. Quote,
never talk to the police, man.
Yeah. Meltzer declared himself to be, well, never join hate groups, number one.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to feel too bad for somebody like this, right?
I don't know. I can kind of feel bad for him in the sense that I think he was probably, and this is just speculation, but I imagine he was already lost and feeling lost.
Yes,
and
yes. That's what they preyed on.
This group... preyed upon him, probably sought him out. You know, probably actively seeking people in the military who were lost and alone and frightened and likely to be persuaded into betraying whatever it is they already believed.
Yep. And that's true of a lot of these people that the government gang sort of persuades to do these alleged acts of terror. And we've talked about it over the years. There have been, and this was as of a few years back, there have been 200 at one time. There were at least 200, and this was at maybe 5 years ago. One time we were reporting on one of these things where the FBI set somebody up and they, you know, got them to say they were going to bomb a place or kill some people and provided them with a fake bomb. And those whole things that we've heard about over the last two decades since 9/11. And there have literally been hundreds of them.
Yeah, and some of them were from people who were not mentally qualified to even stand trial.
Probably true.
Yeah. I just remember a few in particular. I don't remember the details about them now, but I do remember that the FBI, you know, they were talking people who were technically mentally retarded into
because that's what you have to do.
Terrorism.
Yeah, you have to be that gullible, I think, and that that crazy and desperate to be talked into something like this. And so, I mean, I do feel bad that that's for these people that are being victimized, ultimately, even though their intentions were bad, their intentions were
and he
not,
may not have been a victim.
Good.
He may have sought out this group and said, "You know, I hate me some Jews and brown people. Let's kill the militant." And I'm quoting this guy what he could have potentially said. Let's create this plan and let's cause some chaos. You know.
Yeah, we don't know what the truth is about him, but it's still sad to see somebody who could have had a turnaround. You know, he hadn't done anything, right, except for giving away this classified information. He didn't actually kill anybody. He didn't actually go through these things. So had it not been for the federal government egging him on, then maybe he would have just been like, "Oh, I'll just go do something else." And, you know, even if he still hated people or whatever, maybe he could change his mind later. Maybe he could become a better person through whatever interactions he ends up having in his life. But no, instead, these interactions led him down an even more dangerous path, and now he's likely going to go to prison for most of the rest of his life.
Yeah.
So that's the sad part, is that the federal government is creating these so-called criminals.
Well, we're speculating here that the federal government was heavily involved in this plan, but I tend to agree with you in that assessment. I mean, this sounds like something that was largely cooked up and manufactured by the FBI.
I think you're right, and that's what I'm extracting from the way this story is written.
I mean, it's Nazi satanic anarchists. I mean, I don't know what else to say. If you don't see the hand of the federal government and the FBI all over that, then I can't help you.
Yeah,
eyes wide shut, right?
The world is not any safer, of course, because of this.
Well, the world was never put at risk of him and his little Wile E. Coyote scheme.
The government gang is going to hurt people no matter what happens. We got more tomorrow. You can join us here from ForkFest 2020. This is Free Talk Live. ForkFest.party is the website. Check it out.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.